Hi, brothers and sisters. Today is March 11th, 2024. And the time right now, brothers and sisters, is 3:33 p.m. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so brothers and sisters, I'm going to give y'all this message that Jesus gave me. So he that has an ear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the churches right now. In this last day, the third day, the day of the resurrection, and we're also coming into the true Sabbath day rest. All glory to God. All right, so Father, we just thank you right now for giving us word, giving us words to give and feed your people. Father God, I thank you for entrusting me to give this word to your people. I ask, Father God, that they take heed to what you are saying. I ask that they have a heart to receive, ears to hear, and eyes to see what is going on and hear what you are saying to the churches right now. And I'm talking about your temple, all right? Because Jesus said it won't be not one stone left on top of another. Or I'm paraphrasing that, y'all. But you know what he means. So, and I'm telling you what Jesus says comes to pass. All right? And I, you know, y'all, I love y'all, and I'm going to give y'all this. If you get upset, all glory to God. That means it's convicting your spirit, and you need to repent. And if you get upset, also humble yourself, because God said he will exalt the humble. And, okay, I don't have it on me, y'all. But listen to what I'm telling y'all. All right, so I'm telling y'all this, and I'm speaking for me, my own experience. I don't know about y'all, but I keep it 100 with my Father. And he knows, like, I'm going to tell him the truth. Now, y'all, a lot of times when I go to him, sometimes I be upset. You know, because I don't like what is going on. I don't like just the point that people, for one, disrespect my Father. And I don't like the fact that people disrespect other people. No one has any right to look down on no one. Not no one. Because no one is better than anyone else. We all fall short of his glory. The only thing different is you have some people who will be up front and say, I know that I'm a sinner. I know I need Jesus. I know I can't do it by myself. And then you have the ones that think they already have it together. Nothing's wrong with them. Now, I'm telling y'all, I've been going through, but I'm okay with that. You know, I gave Jesus all of me to use this vessel any way he want to use it. I'll open my mouth and speak whatever he tells me, and I'll shut my mouth whenever he tells me. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells me to do, I'm going to follow. That simple. I'm not that one that's going to be walking around here wearing no mask, and you're not going to shut my mouth. God gave me free will, and he has not called me to bondage, so I'm going to speak. I'm going to defend others. Yes, it may not be my business, but when the Holy Spirit tells me to say something, I'm going to say it. I'm going to stand up for what is right, as we all should. And that's how my father brought me up, Jesus, with integrity. Now, I don't care who don't like me. I don't. Now, I'm down here keep it real with you. And it's okay, brothers and sisters, if you're going through something. Don't let the enemy think you done did something wrong. Rejoice because you are going through these things. God is just stretching your faith. You know, so don't listen to what the other people say. You know, people don't know how to be real. People don't know how to be honest. People don't know how to tell the truth. Well, I'm going to tell my father whatever bothers me. All right, so brothers and sisters, I'm about to tell y'all. He brought me this message. All right, so yesterday he gave me one. And today he gave me one. So I'm going to blend them together. All right. So in 1 Corinthians chapter, I believe it's chapter 6. Yep, chapter 6. Where he was saying, like, what do a believer and an unbeliever have in common? Nothing. What does light and dark have in common? Nothing. Y'all, let me just pause this really quick, and I'm gonna go and I'll get to it, y'all. Just bear with me here. All right, so first, these 10 commandments, all right? So I'm going to give it to you all in the kids' way so no one can say they do not understand. And I can vouch for this because the Father raised me in spirit coming up. So I know about these things. All right, so number one, it says, you may not love anyone or anything more than you love God. Number two, you may not worship or put more importance on any person or thing other than God. You must worship only the Lord, not a friend, not a movie star or a sports hero, not a car or skateboard, nothing. Number three, you may not swear. Use God's holy name in a loving way, never to express anger or frustration. Number four, one day of your week should be set aside for resting and worshiping God. Number five, respect your parents. Love them, and the Lord will reward you in your life. Number six, You may not hate other people. Don't ever think of hurting someone else in any way. Number 7, keep your thoughts and actions pure. Husbands and wives should share their special love only with each other. Y'all know that one's, thou shalt not commit adultery. Number 8, do not take anything that does not belong to you. Thou shalt not steal. Number 9, you may not tell lies, especially when those lies hurt others. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Number 10, do not be jealous of what others have. You may not be jealous of your friend's new toy or clothes or their big house, your neighbor's lives, or clothes or the big house your neighbor's lives in. Be satisfied with what you have. All right, so listen to this, brothers and sisters. Now, we are to obey. And worship God. We need to repent when we are wrong. And we are to have courage when God tells us to do something. I don't care about what other people say. Don't y'all be thinking about that. You be obedient and you do what your Father tells you. All right. And we are to love one another. And y'all, you know, the world's love is different from God's love. You know, God's love is patient, gentle, kind, long-suffering, you know, the fruits of his spirit. Forgiveness. All right, so y'all, this is a big one here. Forgiveness, y'all. Forgive other people. God said it's a heart thing. And I'm going to tell y'all, lately, I've been really, really having a hard time with that. Because, like, in my own life, in my marriage, you know, y'all, I like to communicate, be honest, and when I don't get that back, it's a problem. You know, the Lord let me know that I have been long-suffering in that, and I was truly glad when he told me that I was free to go. If I wanted to go, God didn't call us to bondage, because what does light and darkness have in common? Nothing. Do you see Jesus and Satan hanging out together? No. Brothers and sisters, a house divided cannot stand. And God don't deal with confusion. And you don't want to confuse your children. And you also don't want to put it where, because if your children are watching you, And my children know I love God. And I know God told me he was a God of order. I don't want my daughter or my son thinking it's okay for the woman to be dominant at all. So, you know, y'all think about that, the ones who are in these type of relationships. Don't confuse your children. And communicate with your children. Communicate with everyone. You know, that will save people the trouble of someone walking away thinking something that is not like, and they shouldn't be thinking it. Don't give Satan that room to mess up your stuff if you want to keep it. Because you can also stay in that marriage, but you will go through some things. Because who says that man is going to change? Y'all, that's why I like to ask God everything. And y'all, spread the good news. Like, talk to people when God gives you that open door. Talk to them. Because I'm going to live it, walk it, talk it. And that's just my life. All right, so today, Jesus gave me Amos. Watch, I say 4 day this morning. Jesus gave me the book of Amos. Chapter 8. So I'm going to let that play so y'all can hear it. And then I want to read something really quick here. All right, so Amos, the prophet Amos, it says Amos was a shepherd from Judah who prophesied God's coming punishment for Israel. His book, in parentheses, y'all, it has 1060, calls the people to return toward God and leave their selfish and often cruel lifestyle. So, y'all, people need to treat people the way they want to be treated. And so say, like, if I don't want to be bothered, I'm not going to bother you. And y'all, I'm speaking in relationship. I'm not talking about in daily, you know, with people. I'm speaking on in my relationship. I apply God's stuff to every area in my life. And that's what we're supposed to do. If I don't bother you, don't bother me. That's what I'm telling you. And I thank Jesus for telling me that I'm a straightforward person, because before that, the enemy used to tell me I was a troublemaker. So I thank God for telling me that. All right, so brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you the scripture. Amos chapter 8. So just hold on.
Chapter 8. This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me. A basket of ripe fruit. What do you see, Amos? He asked. A basket of ripe fruit, I answered. Then the Lord said to me, the time is ripe for my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. In that day, declares the Sovereign Lord, the songs in the temple will turn to wailing, many, many bodies flung everywhere. Silence. Hear this, you who trample the needy and do away with the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath be ended, that we may market wheat? Skimping on the measure, boosting the price, and cheating with dishonest scales, buying the poor with silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, selling even the sweepings with the wheat. The Lord has sworn by himself, the pride of Jacob, I will never forget anything they have done. Will not the land tremble for this, and all who live in it mourn? The whole land will rise like the Nile. It will be stirred up and then sink, like the river of Egypt. In that day, declares the Sovereign Lord, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your religious festivals into mourning and all your singing into weeping. I will make all of you wear sackcloth and shave your heads. I will make that time like mourning for an only son and the end of it like a bitter day. The days are coming, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land. Not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. In that day, the lovely young women and strong young men will faint because of thirst. Those who swear by the sin of Samaria, who say, as surely as your God lives, Dan, or as surely as the God of Beersheba lives, they will fall, never to rise again.
Okay, brothers and sisters, now I'm glad I opened up the Word, because I had my phone on top of my Bible, so I couldn't pull my Bible out. When I was just telling y'all the word that Jesus gave me yesterday, when he was talking about, you know, what do light have in common with darkness or whatever. Okay, so I got the scripture right here in front of me. So it's 2 Corinthians, not 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse 14 down to 18. And this is what it says. All right, so the title said, The Temple of the Living God. And y'all, we know that's our bodies, okay? That's where he dwells. All right, so verse 14, starting there, it says, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you, and I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So y'all, there you go. You know, that's why I tell y'all, you know, Jesus be telling me, he be telling me, you know, he said, my people, read my words, but still don't listen to me. Brothers and sisters, let me tell y'all something. I don't care what anyone says. If God says it, is true, and do it. Don't be thinking because you've been knowing someone for a long time, or because that person is in your family, that they're telling you the truth. The devil is a liar. No. You believe every word that the Father tells you. And I'm going to give you a prime example. So, brothers and sisters, like when my mom was living, right? I remember asking my mom, because Jesus had gave me a vision one day, and I had called her house, and as I was calling her house, y'all, I remember the vision that I seen was, it was, I seen her house, because I had been calling my mom, and no one picked up the phone, and somebody was always at that house. So I got concerned, but I remember the vision that I seen, like it was no one there, and I'm like, Jesus, somebody is always there. So y'all, Jesus began to speak to me in my spirit. And when I went over to my mom's house after what Jesus told me, what he told me, I wanted to go and make sure, you know, she was all right. So when I went over there, when I finally went over there, y'all, it was much later, but I got over there and she was at home then, and I was telling her how I was calling her house and nobody was there, and I was telling her the vision that Jesus had put before me, what I seen. And so anyway, I got to talking to my mom, and I asked my mom a question. I pulled her to the side. I said, Mom, I said, Jesus told me that you were thinking about getting a divorce. So my mom said, I said, Mom, is that true? She said, no, that's not true. And I remember as soon as I walked away from her, the Holy Spirit told me she was lying, right? So then I believe it was maybe like a day or so later, maybe, and my mom, she told me, she said, remember when you asked me, was I thinking about getting a divorce? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you were right. I said, Mom, I knew Jesus wasn't lying. I said, because the Holy Spirit told me as soon as I walked away from you, he told me you were lying. So, y'all, I believe everything Jesus tells me. And Jesus has told me a lot of stuff. I'm just not going to bust people out and say, you know, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let them think that I'm gonna let them think that I don't know, you know. But y'all, I believe what Jesus tells me. I really do. And I don't have time for people's games, their lies, you know, y'all, because Jesus be telling me stuff about people. And some things he don't need to tell me. It just comes up in my spirit. So I'm telling you, Jesus tells you something, listen. People are, they gonna lie. You know, so y'all, I'm not messing with that mess. You know, I'm gonna still respect people. I'm gonna still gonna love people regardless. I ain't saying I'll kick it with you, but I'm gonna tell you, you know, if they need to talk or anything, I'm gonna be there. They need advice, I'm gonna be there. But I'm not that person that people are just gonna trample over. I'm not a mat. My father did not make me to be a mat. I'm gonna speak up when my father allows me to speak up. But if it's something he don't want me to say, I'm not gonna say it. Y'all forget about what other people think about you. That's where you mess up, right there. And everybody around me know I play, but I don't play. You know, so, and I'm not a bully. Y'all, I just don't have time for people's games. I don't have time for, you know, all this mess they have down here. So I want to tell y'all something. My husband had this scar, like on his stomach or something. And I remember telling him that I would put some gauze on it to keep it dry so it can heal. But I never got a chance to do it. So I believe it was like the next day and a half or the next day or something. I was telling him, I said, you know, I can still put that gauze on there to keep it dry if you want me to. And he told me, he said, it's gone. He said, it's not there no more. He said, it dried up. And I said, when did it dry up? You know, he said, a little bit after we had talked. And y'all, I tell y'all, I take stuff to Jesus. I take it to him because I don't want to see people in pain if they don't have to be. But if I pray for someone and they're still that same way, then you're either carrying a suffering or you need to look deeper inside yourself and check and see where you have not forgiven someone. Y'all, God's word is true. So anyway, brothers and sisters, I'm gonna tell you, y'all, Jesus is the only way. He's the truth and the life. And no one's going to him unless they go through him. Because he is the Father. And if you don't get in that word and get to know your Father through his living word, being led by his Holy Spirit, then you're going to stay in that same spot. So run to Jesus, y'all, so you can get to the Father, who is Jesus. Because the Father and the Son are one. And we serve a living God, holy, righteous, and true. So, I want y'all to know that I don't want y'all to be thinking that you done something wrong. You did nothing wrong. Only thing you probably did wrong is either you didn't forgive someone, you didn't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you have some unforgiveness in you. Free people. Free yourself. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus loves y'all. The Father loves you. And the only way you're going to know is if you get in that word and listen and read. God said it's better to be obedient than to sacrifice. Obedience is better, y'all. And your faith is dead without works. You can't call yourself a believer and you treat people like crap. That's not how it goes. But the Father knew that, and he said his grace is sufficient. Grab hold of Jesus. Everything is tied up in Jesus. So y'all just keep it real with him. Don't go to him lying. The Lord knows if I'm upset, I'm going to let him know. I'm going to say, Jesus, help me. Because you know how I am. I don't be wanting to hurt people, y'all. The anger I have is a righteous anger. Because I don't want to see no one get mistreated. Period. So anyway, I'm going to get off here, y'all. I'm not going to hold y'all up any longer. But y'all know this is judgment. And y'all, the day of the Lord is coming really quick. Answer him if he's calling you. And y'all know the inheritance that we have. You know, remember that prodigal son. You know, like he wanted to take his inheritance. He didn't want to wait. He did not want to wait. Brothers and sisters, you're not missing nothing down here. Don't let the enemy deceive you. So, in what y'all love others, forgive others, and do right by people. And I'm gonna tell y'all, Jesus do not care where you are right now in your walk or in your life. He will help you. Give it to him. He is for you, not against you. So I love you all. I'm just getting my butt off here, y'all. Run to Jesus. Follow those two greatest commandments. Forgive others. And love others. All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed. I'm gonna get off here.